Proudly providing an alternative to commercial radio since 1999. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
For another week, and it's another comic book radio theater. I think that's the quickest we have ever come in, right? I think that is. Since you were so quick, get on with it. Tell them what you're all about. This is Comic Book Radio Theater. It is a segment. All night. Late night. 5 hours. 6 in the morning. And what I'm going to do is read comic books to you. But we're going to listen to music too. Got a bunch of stuff. And follow along, that's all I gotta say. What's our first comic book of the night? First comic book, it's gonna be Superman number 418, April of 1986. If you like that mid 1980s. All right, that's what you're gonna get. And I'll tell you something about this story. Okay. Superman gets summoned by these aliens, and these aliens say, "Hey, we're having this really harsh trouble on our planet. Like, it might even mean the destruction of their race and everything." And like, so Superman goes off to this alien world, and these aliens created this substitute Superman, but he was too perfect, and he made the world too perfect. And I think the meaning of the whole comic book is you can't have everything perfect all the time. So if you're a perfectionist, you will hate this comic book, okay? It may go against how you feel in life. So, okay, that's what the comic book's about, okay? All right. I got to, do more setup around here and everything like that to, get into doing this comic book read. You know what? I said music, and I didn't mention the music. The music that you'll get when I'm in the middle of my little breath breaks. We'll play you music that was out there when our comic book was fresh and new on the shelves in the bookstores. April 1986 will have some Judas Priest. They are saying that you do not need no parental guidance to be up late night. CKUW 95.9 FM. Listen all you want. Doesn't matter what mom and dad says. No parental guidance. We'll have some Judas Priest. We'll also have some Raven. They say the pack is back. I know of a pack, a wolf pack, and they are CKUW listeners. Yeah, late night. So yeah, that's what you get. Judas Priest, Raven. When I go for my sometimes I drink stuff too, like Sprite. Yeah. Like New Jack. For wrestling nerds, will know what that means or think it's funny. All right. I'll just get into it and stuff like that. You know what? Let me choose out some music. Oh, that's right. Let me choose out some music. You know what? While I'm getting ready, let's check out Hellion Prime. Hellion Prime, yeah, we'll check out them, and Comic Book Radio Theater, I'm about to read to you Superman number 418.
Hey, this is Ella.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Spider-Man and the Incredible Hulk are stretchable.
I can be that.
You can tie them in a tangle and see how they unwrangle. They're stretchable superheroes. You can stretch their legs and arms. It won't do them any harm.
Watch this.
They're stretch.
Stretchable superheroes, Hulk, Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man, each sold separately by Mego.
Begin this week's edition of Comic Book Radio Theater. I read you Superman number 418 from April of 1986. Let's get on with it. A pair of well-polished dress shoes. Freshly pressed flax and a seedy garbage clustered alleyway. A last behind. behind the back glass. To make sure no one is watching reveals a familiar face seen by millions in Metropolis on the nightly WGBS news. While the hands of steel reveal an even more familiar symbol, the one for truth and justice, known not only all over this world, but countless other planets throughout the whole galaxy. Great Krypton! Superman's finally been caught in the act and in Clark Kent's trousers, nonetheless. My secret identity is obviously not a secret to someone. Someone who knew just the whens and wheres to find me. Wow, this being, it not only defies gravity, it reverses it. I could use my superpowers to resist, but a show of force might scare off this unseen entity behind this aerial abduction. And I wouldn't want that. Any abductor who knows my secret and has technology advanced enough to pull off this stunt, I can't afford not to meet. Indeed, Superman. This is a job for Superman. Oh, no doubt about it. But have you ever stopped to wonder, dear listener, if perhaps there exists a being somewhere in this universe even better qualified for Superman's job than the Man of Steel himself? Wonder no more. But you brace yourself for who you are about to meet. Julius Schwartz presents Superman in The Replacement.
Pajama Jim lies aboard in precisely 4.8 hectomons.
I mean, he's in the cave. Superman is flushed with anger and bracing himself for a fight.
Let us hope we can sue this temper before our craft is torn asunder by Superman's might.
Superman is now aboard this alien spacecraft.
Our most sincere apologies, Superman.
Please be assured our sudden abduction is not a display of hostility, but an act of desperation. Our time is crucial.
Hey, I recognize your species.
It was at that younger time in your life.
need to fill in the details. My super memory has already recalled the entire event. Your race, your planet, is faced with another crisis.
Midterm catastrophe is far more better. The threat we are currently facing is potentially far more deadly than any mere hostile invasion.
Silicone is one of the favorite elements on this cloud eater's menu.
Tragically, it is so. Therefore, we are utterly helpless to defend ourselves and prevent our own extinction.
Superman's answer is not long in coming, and not unexpected. He accepts the mission. I remember from my first visit as Superboy that yours is a trustworthy, peace-loving species. I can't make any guarantees. But I'll do it with all my power to rid your world of this new menace.
That is all we can ask for. May all your gods be with you on this mission of mercy. Now brace yourself, Superman. The teleportation flux, which will whisk you to our sector of the galaxy, has commenced.
Well, it should be.
hours later, the glare of morning sunlight glints off the skyscrapers of an unsuspecting metropolis. And in a gigantic city of this size, hardly a morning goes by without a crime being committed somewhere, somehow.
Hey, you see what I see? That was our getaway car.
Getaway car. That doesn't even begin to cover it.
A whole car is flatter than a pancake. Things like this just don't happen in real life.
Don't ask me. I do explain it. I'm just lucky to get out of there when I did.
Oh, man! Just what we don't need now, it's the police.
Think positive. If we shoot down these two cops, where they sit? Then we got ourselves some new wheels to get away with.
I like the way you think, man. Down, officer, down!
Now that's what I call aiming to kill.
Turning as flat as cardboard, but how?
Well, look for yourself up in the sky there.
What in the... That sure ain't Superman.
Maybe not, but I've got a feeling this dude is going to be in big trouble even if he doesn't wear a cape.
And the blazes is out with the bazooka gun.
Right here, you boneheads. Now duck. I'm gonna blow a hole in this show up as big as one we put in that armored car there.
Oh, beautiful!
A direct here. There ain't nothing left of this hot shot's arm to fill an ashtray.
Wait! Something funny's going on here.
You can say that again, and whatever it is, it ain't natural.
He's up! All those pieces are coming back together now.
And it's as good as new, like the bazooka blast never even took aim. Was on target.
Not even Superman can pull off a stunt like that.
You know, one thing about Superman, at least you always knew where he stood on things like bank robberies. But with this jerk, who knows what he thinks?
Oh, no. He likes to flatten people just as much as he likes to flatten cars and guns.
Enough talk! Let's get out of here!
return with our reading of Superman number 418 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. Okay, let's look for ads. Oh, man, I got getting a little cough while I'm doing this. It sucks. Hopefully it does not hinder.
Become a published author in 6 easy steps with the Playwriter Series. It's your chance for fame and notoriety, and it begins here. Select your topic. Choose from 4 Playwriter titles: Tales of Me, Adventures in Space, Mystery, Castles and Creatures. Each turns your computer into a creative writing assistant who asks you questions and offers suggestions. In this way, Playwriter walks you in step by step through the entire story writing process. Edit with built-in word processor. Read your first draft on the screen and then use Playwriter's edit option to make changes and corrections. You can make simple changes such as spelling or grammar, or even do major revisions. Create your own hardcover book. Publish your story by printing it out on the special paper included and put the book together using the book jacket, colorful stickers, and full-page illustrations. Write 1 to 1,000 different stories. Create your own unique tales of intrigue and adventures with the guidance of Playwriter's computer-assisted writing software. Remember, you're in the author's shoes now. Print your stories. Print your stories onto any standard computer paper. Playwriter will automatically organize your story like a regular book. Enter the Great American Writing Contest. Win over $1,000 in prizes, plus publication and distribution of your book. Write to Woodbury Software for Success, 1127 White Oak Lane, P.O. Box 1101, Old Bridge, New Jersey, zip code 08857.
Become a published author in 6 easy steps with the Playwriter Series. It's your chance for fame and notoriety, and it begins here.
All right. Be famous, write a book. That's what they're claiming. Okay. All right, let's see this one. I don't know. Anyone ever play these? It's a role-playing game. I'll tell you all about it right now.
DC Heroes role-playing game. Be a part of the legend. Be the noblest of heroes. The vilest of villains. Or the new rising stars. Appearing regularly in the new DC Heroes role-playing adventure series. Look for Siege, Blood Feud, Wheel of Destruction, Batman Sourcebook, Countdown to Armageddon, Doomsday Program, The Four Horsemen of Apocalypse, and Wildcard. DC Comics Heroes role-playing game. Be a part of the legend.
I've never played them. I've never been a part of the legend, as it claims there. And lastly, okay, let's see.
Join the Ninja Society. At last. A club for true ninja fans. Learn fighting secrets, weapons, invisibility, mind control, and mind power. For complete details and free ninja stickers, send $1 to Ninja Society, Department 12, 1156 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York, zip 10010.
Join the Ninja Society! Okay, we did it quickly. Oh no, my voice tonight. It's feeling a little harshed out, so bear with me. Bear with me, people. Okay.
We now return to Superman number 418. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
Hey, Tom! All the pieces are coming back together again!
It's as good as new! Like, the bazooka blast never even happened!
Not even Superman could pull off a stunt like that! No, he likes to flatten people just as much as he likes to flatten cars and trucks.
Enough talk, let's get out of here!
In all my years on the force, I never saw anything like him flying in the air.
Well, what do you figure, officer? What do you figure, officer? Is this guy with the helmet on friend or foe?
You ask me again after I see what he has in mind for these three crooks. Three of them are being pulled into our squad car and softened up just enough for us to handcuff them. That's pretty black and white enough for me. I say this mystery guy is a do-gooder.
And in this city, this big, I say we could use all the help we can get.
As one reporter who has watched Superman deal with similar situations dozens of times in the past, it must be noted that the Man of Steel himself couldn't have disarmed and dispatched these three criminals any more efficiently. Who was this imposing man of mystery? Or is he a man at all? Are his powers far beyond those of mortals? Or even beyond Superman's as well?
Only time will tell. Have you got all that, Jimmy?
Yeah, I got it, Lewis. Let me see what I can do about punching up a tagline. Another superhero in town. What is it about Metropolis? What is it?
You are listening to a reading of Superman number 418, April, the year 1986.
How would you know anyway? You're coming from the farthest reaches of the universe to challenge the worst villains on Earth or the most powerful heroes ever in the Battle of the Superpowers Collection. Hark! Batman being called to stop a dastardly deed?
Got you, Joker. Don't laugh yet. Release the wall. It's a trap. Activate Batarang. Trouble, Batman? Not for my Batmobile. Unleash Phase 2.
Is this the end of our heroes in the Batmobile? You decide.
Batmobile and Superpowers action figures all sold separately.
Stand up, be counted, and open up your hearts to Late Night CKUW. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, listeners. Especially ones who have given us those donations. Yeah, those donations to the station. If you wish to donate right now, go ahead. I don't care. Go ahead. It's up to you. Do it at CKUW 95.9 FM. The website is CKUW.ca, and you can figure it out from there if that's your thing. Do donate to our station. Thank you very much if you do. All right, let's get on with Comic Book Radio Theater. All right. Well, what do you think of this robot Superman that does everything perfect? Like, what do you think? What's going to happen with that in society? I don't know. Anyway, we will get into reading more about this. I think I got the breath for it. Good. All right. You know what? I like to play the music of, you know, when the comic book was out and stuff like that. You get the drill and everything like that. I've done this before. Maybe you've heard before. Anyway, I like to play the music that was around when the comic book was fresh and new and around. So what music am I going to play for you? Oh, I had it up here. Here it is. Okay, you know what we're going to get? April 1986. For music, it brought us Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. They are in concert from Detroit, Michigan. They're going to sing a song that's about being a rock. Being like a rock. We'll also hear from 38 Special, Someone Like You is their song. Yes, Someone Like You, CKW listeners, you're like a rock. Thank you for donating, if you do. All right, Bob Seger and 38 Special. That's what you get when I take my breaks. Wait, you know what? Screw that. Let's go hardcore all the way. I'll give you more music. How about some Bonnie Tyler live from Los Angeles? Performing live from Los Angeles. And do you remember The Art of Noise? Art of Noise. Think Max Headroom. All right. I'll just tell you it all over again. Here's your countdown once again. Bob Seger, 38 Special, Bonnie Tyler, and The Art of Noise. That's what we'll hear. Maybe I'll throw in some Lou Reed as well. He had something out there back in April of 1986. So, yeah, that's what I'll do. Back at it. Is there any music that I want to share with you before we go? Yeah, I remember which ones. Okay. I am doing, trying to get through this week's reading of Comic Book Radio Theater. Very Dr. Demento of me. Yes, I will continue our read of Superman number 418, issued out there in the public, April of 1986. All right, let's see. How about this band called Elk City? They're from New Jersey. Yeah, how about them? That's what I'll play you. All right, this is CKUW 95.9.